Listening to the Hour of the Time.
This is Polly Mall.
Boy, look what she did just by saying her name. And I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, this has been quite the last 24 hours for me, I can tell you, without any hesitation whatsoever. About 5 years ago, Harvest Trust purchased a 1957 Chrysler Imperial Crown Coupe, Royal Crown Coupe, Chrysler Imperial Royal Crown Coupe, in beautiful shape. Ran, just purred like a kitten, and on the recommendation of the seller, we had it delivered to a man by the name of John Rosen in Phoenix, Arizona, to be restored. And, of course, he started the restoration and told us what he was doing and sent us bills for what he was doing all this time. And after 3 years, we thought it was time to get the car and bring it home because we just didn't have any more money to be sending to him. And we told him we wanted to come and get the car, and he began to stall us and tell us, well, this is wrong and that's wrong and you can't take it until I do this and that and the other thing. And, of course, we could have insisted and just gone down to get it, but we really wanted the car to be as close to perfect as possible. And so we sent the money, and he sent the receipts and all that kind of stuff. And then about a year ago, we began to wonder what's going on, because he obviously, it suddenly dawned on us that he didn't want us to come and get that car. And the car had, in the meantime, been sold to Motor Trust, and since was sold to a corporation. And he wouldn't let us come and get the car. In fact, he told us if we came down and stepped foot on his property, I was arrested for trespassing. So I had Doyle work on this, because Doyle is real good with people, and sometimes he can get things done when I can't, because he has a tendency to be polite no matter how rude and obnoxious somebody is to him, and I can't do that. I'll eat their head off. So Doyle managed to go down there yesterday with a trailer, and pick up the car and bring it home. And since this hurts me terribly, I'll let Pauline tell you the condition of the car.
Well, I don't know what it looked like before, but when I saw it this morning, me personally, it looked like it just came out of a junkyard. It didn't have a nice paint on it. The interior was just torn up, what I was told. It wasn't the original seats either, so the tires are not the original. Hubcaps are not original.
This guy who supposedly makes his living restoring automobiles apparently discovered that there were warrants issued for my and my wife's arrest by the feds, and decided he was going to steal the car, and he began dismantling it and selling it piece by piece. all of the beautiful little imperial plaques inside the cabin are gone. The seats, he changed out the original seats for some junk seats. Everything has just been torn apart, and the only thing that's still good is the drivetrain and the body, but the body needs paint, which was supposed to have already been done. We paid for all of these things. Thousands of dollars over the years. And this man literally stole it from us. So I didn't sleep last night. I was on pins and needles all day yesterday waiting for Doyle to get back with the car. When he got back with the car, now we're in trouble with the company that purchased it from Motor Trust, because they purchased it according to what they saw in the original pictures when we first had it shipped down there and in the bill of sale, and all of the receipts for the work that had been done to it that obviously has not been done. So Mr. John Rosen is in big trouble, because I'm not going to let this slide, I can tell you that for sure. And, well, we have not decided exactly what we're going to do about it. It's just another case of getting screwed, stomped on by some jerk. And I'm to tell you the truth, I'm just really tired of it. I didn't sleep at all last night. I don't feel very good right now. I've got a splitting headache, and I'm suffering from lack of sleep and a tremendous condition of what's known as pissed off. It's incredible what people will do to other people. See, he thought that we would be conveniently shelved away, even though he knew that we didn't own the car and that there are other trustees and other people involved in this. He still did it. This crook still did it. You should have seen this car, ladies and gentlemen, when we first purchased it. It was the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And if you've ever seen a 1957 Chrysler Imperial Royal Crown Coupe in your life, you're very lucky, because they didn't make very many of them. And they're one of the most beautiful cars that were ever made in the history of the automobile manufacturing business. So while you're digesting that and determining what you want to call in about, because we have no show prepared, it's going to be a call-in night. Pauline's not feeling too good either. So we'll play a little music here, and then we'll get back to you, and we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour, 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578.
You make me cry when you say goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My chest really rings. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we're apart. Ain't that it feels like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You make me cry when you say
Oh, I think that was Fats Domino. Was that Fats Domino, Pauline?
Tell the truth, I don't know.
She's over here yawning. She wants to go to bed. Oh, so as soon as this show's over, she'll be running out the door to get home and jump into bed.
Well, not so quick. I got things to do before I get home.
Got things to do. Well, have you all seen the news lately? Freedom of Information Act requests. What's going on here? Oh, I see. Yep. Oh, okay. Freedom of Information Act requests have produced the information that the United States Air Force has been training the Communist Chinese Air Force right here in the United States. Now, if we're a republic and the Communist Chinese are our sworn enemies, sworn to destroy us, and if we're not on the side of communism and socialism, what are we doing training the Chinese Air Force in air combat tactics that they may one day use against us? What do you think about that, Pauline?
I don't know. I don't know. It don't sound good.
It's not good. That's incredible. But, you know, if you understand the New World Order like I do, you know it's going to be a world socialist totalitarian government. And so they're doing everything they can to bring all of these so-called disparate to the public, but really behind the scenes, all of the same mind, together. And bring all the military forces in the world to a state of training and, what would you call it, uniformity, so as to be able to work together as the police force for the United Nations. That's what's really going on. It's incredible. Today, I visited an outstanding website, and I want to recommend it to all of you. The address is too long to read on the air because you'll never get it written down right. So tomorrow sometime, I will put a link on our website, which is williamcooper.net. And oh, by the way, if anything ever happens like happened before, we have a mirror that's updated every week, and that's williamcooper.com. So the mirror is williamcooper.com, and the actual website is williamcooper.net. So if you go to williamcooper.net and there's nothing there, you can go to williamcooper.com, and it'll be there. And it, at the most, will only be a week old. Our legal representatives are bringing suit against CI Host for what they did to our original huge website. And they don't know it yet, but they're in big trouble because the copyright laws are very strict. And that whole website was copyrighted, including all of my original writings and everything, research and stuff. So they just might find their doors closed when they come to work one morning by court order. But anyway, by Texas state court order. And that's where that's at. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of this hour. That is, if anybody calls. I don't know if anybody's... Do you think anybody's going to call?
I hope so. I'm falling asleep over here.
What's been going on in your life, ladies and gentlemen? I told you what's been going on in mine. What's been going on in your life? What do you want to talk about tonight? Anything? The number's 520-333-4570. Let me check this phone. May not, there we go. Okay, Pauline, you can do the honors.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Denise in Pahrump, Nevada.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you folks tonight?
Just fine. Sleepy.
Just fine.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your problems with the automobile, and I've recently had my own problems. I told you I was going on the air here locally on a little low-power FM station.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Well, I'm no longer there.
Why? Did you?
Well, I got into a principal's argument with the owner.
Did you dare to tell the truth on the air?
Yes, I did, Bill.
I warned you what would happen if you told the truth on the air, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that?
Well, it wasn't so much that as it was an issue of principals. They were doing something on the air that I didn't care for. They were basically advertising my competitor over the same airwaves. And I jumped them about it, and I was told I had bad attitude and not to show up that evening for a broadcast. And I said, well, if I'm not showing up tonight, I'm not showing up again. So, but I've turned that negative into a positive.
Well, good.
I'm in the midst of putting together a newsletter that will go out here in the valley called The Liberty Bell, just like my program was. And things are looking up.
Well, good.
So bad news and good news all at once.
Well,
I hope you can find something. I know that's a tragedy to turn that around and put a positive spin on it yourself.
Well, it's not just a tragedy for me. I mean, they didn't make very many of those cars.
Oh, I know.
It's a tragedy that that car has been treated in the manner
right.
that it has.
Dismantled.
And that it's you know, if we can find somebody that's really good that can put it back in the shape that it belongs in with the original parts, then that's fine. In the meantime, we're going to go after this John Rosen character and clean his clock.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be cleaned and oiled. And,
okay, well...
sold at auction and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what's been going on in my life. And I did air a couple of your broadcasts here locally that the people loved.
Well, good.
In fact, one of them was your declaration that you ran last Monday evening. I rebroadcast that.
Refresh my memory. That was a rerun.
Yeah, that was on the founders, the signers of the declaration.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, I know it is, and I took that as a sign that I should play it, and that was actually my last broadcast. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that your broadcast went down the tubes.
Well, I am too in a way, but...
You could always start your own station.
Well, I don't have the money for that, but I believe I've got the ability to fire up a newsletter, so...
Good. Newsletter's better than nothing.
Absolutely. Pick up the, you know, when it starts to fall apart, you got to pick up and keep going.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, good talking with you folks.
Thank you for calling, Denise.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. What's on your mind? Yeah, you. I'm looking right through the microphone, through the phone lines, right up to WBCQ and out over the airwaves, down through your antenna and in through all the tubes and stuff in your set and right out the speaker. I'm looking right at you, and there you are.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Hi, Pauline. This is Virginia calling in Texas.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to ask Mr. Cooper if his Veritas address is going to be still Pine Top or what?
Hasn't been time Pine Top in a couple, 3 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I got the latest one, the 21st issue, and I'm looking at Harvest Trust down here, Care Post Office Box 2470. That's the address we've got here.
Well, that's the only one in the newspaper that wasn't changed. That was overlooked by the layout guy.
Okay.
It was supposed to change all the addresses.
Well, where would I send my renewal?
Veritas.
Veritas.
P.O. Box 1450.
1450.
Eager, Arizona.
Okay.
85925.
85925.
That's correct.
And are the 12 issues still $35?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578. We're taking calls for this hour of the Hour of the Time. Should you have anything on your mind that you want to talk about, it's time to get up off your couch, walk over to your telephone, and dial the number 520-333-4578. And then you can tell us what's going on in your life. Or what's going on in the news that you want to talk about. Or how many fleas your pet cat has. I don't really care what we talk about tonight.
I got one. If any of you out there can call in and give me some ideas or some topics that I can either research or whatever. So one day when I have to do a show, at least I'll have something to do. Something to really talk about, I guess.
Something. You want them to tell you.
Tell me what to do.
What to do if you do a broadcast.
Yeah.
Well,
at least I know me that an
there's,
idea.
There's some people out there who would be happy to do that.
Yeah.
One in there's one right there. Her finger was stuck in her pants pocket, and she couldn't push the button.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. How y'all doing?
Hi.
This is Mark from Greenville, North Carolina.
Hello, Mark.
Wishing you the best.
Thank you.
Hope everything's going all right with you. Since it's open line and we can talk about anything, I would love for you to expand upon what your Mystery Babylon series is. I'm thinking about that it might be pertinent for people to get it. And I've never really heard you, I'm sure you have, but I haven't particularly heard you expound upon what that is, because I know that's a big set of tapes and it's a real, you know, long and involved topic. Could you just kind of tell me exactly what that is?
Well, it's the first time in the history of the world that anybody has put together the truth about what's really going on behind the closed doors of the temple without windows, known as the fraternal orders, the Masonic lodges, the Odd Fellows, the Order of the Golden Dawn, the Ordo Templi Orientalis, the Grand Umpania Poobah stuff.
So it's pretty much like the religious beliefs and the aims and the goals of what you would generally may call the Illuminati.
Absolutely, yes, but only at the highest levels and the highest degrees. The people down below really don't know what they're a part of, but they furnish as a consensus of opinion, and since the major edict in the lodge is obedience, they go whichever way the Grand Master goes, or you see, we're talking about a whole bunch of different fraternities, so you can't...
Right, I know they're all interlinked in their general goals and aims.
So we'll just call the guy that calls the shots in whatever lodge it is the Grand Poobah.
If you can answer this question, I would appreciate it if you could expound upon it in any manner. How did you obtain that particular knowledge?
Well, I knew that somebody was destroying this country, and I knew it was happening from within. It wasn't somebody. Nobody invaded our shores and started dismantling the United States of America. It started happening right here.
Right.
And so I started looking around for who the major players were and looking to see what their ties were. And I began to notice a specific set of symbols that always went with these characters.
Right.
And I began to look into those symbols and then attach them to an ancient religion. And I began studying that ancient religion and going to used bookstores and buying the old books that have been printed by Freemasonry and the Odd Fellows and the Golden Dawn, Aleister Crowley, and all of these people. And I began studying this, and the more I studied, the more difficult it was to understand. It was obvious that under all of this babbling bullshit, there was a message concealed, an esoteric text, that if you knew the symbology, you could read it and understand it. And then one night I sat bolt upright in bed, I guess, in my sleep. The symbols had come together, and all of a sudden I knew what they were talking about. And I didn't know everything at that point, but I knew enough to begin to know everything that I needed to know to identify the subversive force in this country and their entire history, and that's what's in the Mystery Babylon tapes.
How is it available? And would you ever run it on your show?
I've run it on the show several times.
Yeah, I haven't caught it yet.
Well, don't hold your breath, because I'm not going to do it again.
I hear you. Well, I'm just going to have to purchase it and pay the money. I'm sure it's well worth it. And I just want you to know there are a lot of people out here that listen to you, that support you and pray for you, and without, you know, getting all teary-eyed or whatever, love you and the things that you do. So best of luck, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Bill.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. If you're interested in the Mystery Babylon series, it's $285 for the whole set. I forget how many tapes there are. Was it 43 tapes or 42 tapes and a videotape?
Oh, jeez. I think it's
40-some-odd hours of broadcast and one videotape, where you can see all of the symbology, the symbols, and the flaunted in your face at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. That's incredible. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Gordon.
Hello, Gordon.
Driving the truck out here. I'm in North Carolina, and it's raining like cats and dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're getting too much.
Well, get off that four-wheeler's tail and take it easy in that rain.
I'm in the truck stop. I delivered a load of beer here to the Miller Brewing here.
That's what I said. Get off that four-wheeler's tail.
You don't like those.
I know what you guys do in truck stops. I've been there a couple of times.
Hey, I come through.
I had the blue plate special from that good-looking waitress.
I had one of those today.
See?
Yeah. Come through Georgia yesterday, and I didn't buy the Atlanta Journal.
Yeah.
Constitution or whatever they call it.
Constitution.
Yeah. Well, it was a Sunday paper, the front page.
There may be a journal, too, but I remember the Constitution. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it was the main paper there.
Yeah.
They call it the Atlanta Journal, I think. But they did the toxicology on the day trader.
Uh-huh.
And everything came up clean as a whistle. They're saying he wasn't on anything.
Well,
it's stated they found Prozac in his vehicle.
I know, but see, since I've exposed this whole thing,
everybody's
asking questions now about what are they taking and what's their mental health background, and they're trying to scrub that. But
the
slightest little investigation on your own will reveal that they're lying to us again. The establishment press is the biggest. Well, outside of Washington, D.C., they're the second biggest conglomeration of liars that exists.
We know who runs Atlanta.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, I just thought if you ran across that, there was a major story in their Sunday paper, and I know what's going on, so.
Yeah.
They can't blow past me. Anyway, sorry about your car.
We just heard a few days ago that the guy who killed those people in Texas was on Prozac also. And that appeared in papers all over the country.
Yeah.
And was acknowledged by the Texas law enforcement officials. And now guess what they're saying?
What's that?
It was a mistake.
He got the wrong church or what?
No, they're saying it was a mistake that he really wasn't on Prozac.
They're not going to put me on that stuff. I'm already wild enough.
Well, it's supposed to be a sedative, or a, what do you call that?
A like
tranquilizer,
a
downer, smooth you out type stuff, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It wires you up
and makes you have
compulsive feelings and thoughts to do things that you're not supposed to do.
They can put anything into those brain cells that way when you're on that.
Well, sure.
Just however they do it, I'm not sure. But cartoons or the internet, I don't know. I don't do either one, so.
Well, good for you. But you better watch out for that CB radio.
Oh, there's a bunch of wackos out here, I tell you what.
Yeah, I know.
They don't have a clue, not a clue one. I don't know if you want to check on that. That's a big story down here.
Oh, I've already seen it. I spent the day on the internet.
Okay, I just want to mention I got that firsthand and put it in my storage bank upstairs here.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And there was something else. What the heck? You wouldn't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I get nervous when I talk to the King Kook. You know, the JDL gave you that handle, and I think it's great.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
got a handle out here. The King Kook is that says it all, if you know what I mean.
You see, if you are insignificant, and if you're not doing anything that bothers them, they absolutely ignore you. Their policy is not to even admit that you exist. So when Clinton called me the most dangerous radio host in America, and the ADL calls me the King Kook, and all of these other things, they give me all this attention. It's the greatest flattery because I'm hurting them, or they wouldn't even acknowledge that I live on this earth.
Yeah, Buchanan, he's floating high on the media right now, too, because they're after him.
Well,
yeah, I know about Pat, but they're slamming him, and it's going to turn around and bite him in the behind. I know about Pat, but they're slamming him, and it's going to turn around and bite him in the behind. You know?
No, it won't. It will fracture what they call the conservative and patriot vote.
That could be.
That's exactly what it's going to do. I'll tell you. I know what the game is, and I've watched it for many years. They will fracture the vote that could put somebody good in the White House. And I'm not talking about Pat Buchanan.
Well, you mentioned...
You know who belongs in the White House right this minute?
Me.
Huh?
Me.
Well, actually, my vote was going to be for Pauline, but...
I said the same thing.
If you sit down and listen to Alan Keyes for 10 minutes, he's the only one out there that is even remotely speaking our language, and he's a black man.
But Tex Mars says he's one of their gang. I've heard him say that.
Well, he may be. He may be, but listen to me. He's the only one out there who's even remotely speaking our language.
Yeah. If you remember in the last election, they had the big deal at the radio station in Atlanta, and they wouldn't even let him in.
I know.
They put him in cuffs and in the car and took him around the block.
Yeah, they threw him out.
You're
physically.
Right.
Physically threw him
out.
Yeah. Physically threw him out of the presidential debate.
Yeah. And I'm sick and tired of it all.
Well, I am too.
But if you can't get a grant out of something, you might as well give up, right?
Actually, the whole subject we're talking about is moot. There isn't a prayer in hell of anybody that even remotely supports the Constitution getting elected to the White House. And the people don't elect the president anyway. The Electoral College does.
Yeah.
If you read the Constitution, the popular vote has nothing to do with the presidential election. It just drives me wild watching all these people run around thinking that it does.
Well, you got to give us any hints on that Bilderberg meeting in Portugal that they picked?
Yeah, they did.
Well, you said you knew, and I'm real curious.
Yeah, I do. Don't you know?
I think about it every day.
Don't you know? Take a wild guess.
I thought they could throw...
Take a wild walk in the park at midnight.
Hillary.
No.
Oh,
Hillary doesn't have a prayer. She would get the women's vote on sympathy simply because her husband was screwing around on her. But
well,
she wouldn't get a man's vote in this whole country.
She don't got my sympathy.
Pauline says she doesn't have her sympathy.
Yeah,
no, sir. No, sir. Just take a wild guess. I mean, who raised more money than anybody's ever raised in history?
Junior?
That's right.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Okay.
That's who they said was going to be the next president, and that's who they're giving the money to.
Well, I thought they might even throw Buchanan in there because he could make some chaos in the world in a hurry.
No, Buchanan's going to...
Buchanan's
going to split the vote, along with a couple of other people, of all of those who would have made a third-party president possible.
I'll be darned. They never change their mind after they picked one, have they?
No, never do.
Okay.
Not unless he does something that's absolutely so disgusting that he couldn't get elected in a million years.
You're talking to the Bush family, and they were out of Midland, Texas, in the oil fields there.
Mm-hmm.
I came past Midland yesterday, and there's a huge... brand new, huge billboard says, it says, UN troops, don't mess with Texas. Brand new, and it's huge on the south side of the road.
I like
and,
that.
I was amazed.
I like that. But George W. Bush Jr. is a New World Order man.
Yeah, and that's where his daddy started it, drilling holes in the ground in Midland, Texas.
Well, his daddy is famous for drilling holes out in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, they made a movie about it. Starred, James, I forgot his name, James Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a movie about George Bush and Zapata Oil, where they went out and built the first offshore oil rig and struck oil, and all the shrimpers in Louisiana were out to get them because they were chasing the shrimp away. Gilbert Roland was in that movie.
Well, they keep dropping that cocaine water. It probably killed the shrimp.
Well, probably did.
Past customs.
At least made them so high they got lost and went through the Panama Canal over to Brazil or someplace.
Yeah. Well, was Jim Stewart popping him up to be a hero, or was he
Peru.
Mr. Smith?
Well, he wasn't. No, he was pumped up to be a hero. The modern man who, and in the end it all turned out that everybody benefited from the oil and everybody benefited from the shrimp and they were all buddy buddies and they weren't fighting anymore. But you know how that is.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Listen, we got to let somebody else get in here.
That's fine. I appreciate the call. I ran through the rain and upstairs here.
Okay. Don't forget to clean up your plate now.
I like tip.
Leave a nice tip.
Huh?
Dave Dave's Health Food Store. Everybody needs to call him and order something.
Dave's Health
Food? I was there the other week.
Dave's Health Food Store?
Isn't that the name on the front?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It used to be Herbs and Things. Now it's Dave's Health Food Store. Yeah, that's right.
And it was beautiful up there, Bill.
Yeah, isn't it?
It was green.
Yeah.
And the local cop had to check me out when I went back to get my trailer at the...
Well, he's bored. There's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to stop.
I waved at him, and he just stared at me, and he kind of waved back, you know, and going, who's them Dave's now? I don't know. Hey, well, have a good evening.
Yeah, they keep an eye on Tim because he carries guns.
He looks like Rambo.
I noticed, and I wasn't nervous one bit. See you, Bill.
He looks like a gun-toting alien tripod from War of the Worlds. See you later.
Bye.
520-333-4578. I'm the only one who can say that about Tim because...
Yeah, talking about old cars. I don't know exactly where it's at, but I was going to tell you about it, Bill, if you've seen it or not. I don't know what state it is. I don't know if it's New Mexico, Texas, or Arkansas, but I was going to Arkansas, and I saw six cars buried in the ground sticking straight
up. Oh, that's the Cadillac Ranch.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's
I got pictures of it. So.
That's the Cadillac Ranch, and the guy right beside the highway buried six Cadillacs nose in.
Yeah.
And they're just sticking out of the ground. Looks strange when you're riding by. But
sure
it's his little artwork. 520-333-4578 is the number. Where are you at? What are you doing on this auspicious Monday evening? And why are you doing it? Why aren't you doing something else? When are you going to do something else? And what's it going to be? We're waiting for you to call 520-333-4578. And we're talking about whatever you want to talk about tonight.
Did you read that book I gave you over the weekend?
Oh, yes. That is a marvelous book, and I enjoyed it. I read it from front to back without putting it down.
Oh, good. I haven't read mine yet, so.
Yeah. It's called Hollywood the Hard Way. About a guy who rode from Guthrie, Oklahoma, to Hollywood on a horse. And he came through Springerville, came through the Round Valley here in 1946. Was it 1946? Yeah, it was 1946. And he was the last one who ever rode that far on a horse that anybody knows about. Since the old cowboys used to make the 1,500-mile trail drives. And that was about 1,500 miles from Guthrie to...
Took him 54 days?
It took him 50 days.
50 days. Sorry.
He had to be there in 51 days. He was there on the 50th day. It was a Saturday. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Also, he was doing it for a bet for his grandfather.
His grandfather made a bet with Jimmy Wakely, who was a cowboy movie star whom I remember from my boyhood days. He was also a singing cowboy and made a lot of movies. And he bet that... civilization was encroaching upon the cowboy and ranching and cattle ranching and all that kind of stuff, and that there were no cowboys left who could really do what the old cowboys used to do. And so his grandfather bet with Jimmy Wakely that he could, and he did. But by the hair of his teeth, I can tell you that. By the hair on his chinny chin chin. It's a great book. If you see it, buy it and read it. You'll love it. 520-333-4578 is still the number. And we're waiting for you to call. And if we wait too long, we'll hang it up, and I'll go to bed, and Pauline will get in her car and go home and do her stuff, and then she'll go to bed. So we can get some sleep.
Got a big day tomorrow.
Well, it's always a big day. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Chris in Tennessee. How you doing?
Hi, Chris.
I was in your great state last week, and it is beautiful. And I saw we took a little ride up into the desert. A little company showed what it was like and taught a few survival skills. But the guys were all covered in guns and gals. It was kind of interesting because... I work for a large pharmaceutical company, and it spawned a lot of gun control talk.
Really? Well, in Arizona, our Constitution protects our right to keep and bear arms and wear a weapon anywhere we want to.
And I brought up a few things like, well, if you want to make people safe, you have to get to about number 9 before you get to guns. You know, you have to get through the motor vehicles and, excuse me, I'm driving, Bill. Someone in America is still working out here.
Well, good for you.
But you had to get through the swimming pool accidents, the food, choking on small objects, and there was just so many things, and I just threw a lot of logic out in our Jeep, and it really upset people, and I went ahead and decided to go ahead and throw a hammer out, and I said, don't you know that the, pull over here, that the first gun controls in this country were word-for-word translations of the Nazi gun control laws from the Weimar Republic. And then they said, are you comparing the United States to Nazi Germany? And I said, no, I'm just stating some facts. Of course, I probably would be.
Well, you know, a lot of people who grew up in Nazi Germany, they were children at the time, have called me and told me, some of them have done it on the air, that what's happening in this country right now is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. And it scares them.
Yeah. Yeah, history repeats itself.
Scares me, too.
I'll give you one more little story. It seems like a slow night. I'm a microbiologist, and I heard a talk last week in Memphis. And the week before that, I'd heard in Birmingham, Alabama, that they're preparing the laboratories for biological warfare, and that it's not a matter of if, but when. So then I heard another talk in Memphis, and it was a colleague, a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention his name. And he said, again, it's not a matter of if, but when. And he went over the top things, the anthrax and the Yersinia pestis.
Did you read my book?
Yes, sir.
Well, then that's old news, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but...
It's all in there.
But I raised the question...
For population control, they have to kill billions of people.
Well, that's what really inspired me. At the end, he had his summary, and it said, okay, the top thing here we have to accept is morbidity and mortality. And I raised my hand. I said, I have a comment. I said, you know, last week I heard the same thing. It's not a matter of if, but when. And then this week you say the same thing. So given that, how come our civil defense is doing nothing to stockpile some antibiotics and protect us? And he said, just quick, he said, well, it's cost prohibitive.
No, the truth is there is no civil defense.
And then I said, well, and my second question is, why shouldn't we as individuals have some antibiotics for ourselves and our families? I have two small children I love very much, and wouldn't that make sense? And he said, no. It just flabbergasted me. And he went on to say that he's doing all these things for himself and that they have enough antibiotics for 3,000 people around him, but we the people should do nothing for ourselves.
And that's because they want people to die.
Well, and that went back to his... Summarizing, he said, we have to accept there's going to be huge amounts of morbidity and mortality. And I just found it incomprehensible. And everyone kind of looked at me like I was an idiot to even bring these things up. You know, well, how come the government's not doing anything? And then why shouldn't we do something individually? And I was kind of looked at by my colleagues. And they also...
You should have done something that they haven't done. You should have looked out around at them and said, don't you realize what you're saying? You're sitting here discussing your own... imminent death like it doesn't mean anything to you because you're part of the population and you're going to die just like everybody else, you stupid jerks.
Well, that's what
and
I
then
wondered.
You should have got up and walked out.
Well, I'm more like Doyle, Bill, but I appreciate your show. I'm sorry about your car. And it's an exciting time to be alive. You know, if you have a good relationship with God, you can look a lot of this.
Well, that's the only relationship that counts in the long run. I mean, there's a lot of other ones that count, but that's the final and lasting one that counts.
Yes, it is. And the truth will set you free. And
it's the only thing that can set you free.
You certainly put a lot of it out, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I guess another thing, I pulled the definition of truth out of the old Webster's Dictionary off the Internet the other night. It had 13 points. It used tons of scripture and one of the first ones mentioned truth in history, and I think from that point there you can follow and find the true God. But the history has been so twisted to hide God from us. And boy, once it sets you free, you just don't fit in much anymore.
Haven't you heard? Haven't you? You must be a dinosaur. Man is God. Haven't you heard?
I thought I was.
Well, he's a great God. I was looking at his sunset artwork tonight. But it's good to know him, and it's good to know you, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye, Bill.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number, and it's your turn to call. Yep, you. Guy in the blue shirt, sitting in the big overstuffed chair, right over there in the corner.
With a bowl of popcorn.
With the bowl of popcorn, Pauline said. It's your turn. 520-333-45... Wake up, Pauline.
I'm trying to.
Her eyes are closed, her mouth is wide open, yawning. She's sleeping on her hand. You know, you prop your elbow on a table and you go to sleep on your hand. That's what she's doing. 520-333-457. Gee, nobody wanted to talk about the Chinese being trained by our Air Force. I mean, the communist Chinese. And we're not talking Taiwan here. We're talking Ding Xiaoping. And we're talking Peking here.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I was just wondering, have you ever seen the police? My name is David. I was wondering if you've ever seen a movie called The Police State 2000.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well.
Tell us about it.
You should see it. It's a good movie.
What's good about it?
Well.
Does it tell us what's coming?
Tell you how, reality would happen.
Oh, so you think this is teaching people what's going to happen in the future? Is that what you thought about it?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay. And that's, tell us the name of it again.
What?
Tell us the name of the movie again.
Police State 2000.
Police State 2000. Okay. So, you want everybody to go and look at that movie. Can you get that movie for me, Pauline?
Sure, I'll okay. go look and see if we have it.
Pauline's going to get it for me, and I'm going to look at it, just because you recommended it.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Well, there's a young lad listening to this broadcast that had something to contribute. He thinks it's important to watch that movie. You see, sometimes Hollywood really does prepare us for things. If you've noticed, there's a synchronicity sometimes about movies that come out and things that happen. Did you notice that the China Syndrome came out 3 days before Three Mile Island happened? And for those of you who don't know anything about Three Mile Island, it was the tremendous accident at the nuclear power plant at Three Mile Island that was uncannily predicted in the movie. And there had never been a movie made about a nuclear power plant accident ever before. But there it was. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bill in North Carolina.
Hi, Bill.
I wanted to give you an update on what the young man just called you about.
Uh-huh.
It's a movie put together by a fellow named Alex Jones in Texas. He has a website called Infowars.com. You may have been there.
Uh-huh. I'm familiar with Alex Jones.
Yeah, well, this is his video that he's put together, and it's basically an expose on what Delta Force is doing with their urban assaults nationwide.
I'm also familiar with that, too.
Well, it's a very good video for anybody that wants a good primer on what's going on with the Delta Force.
So this isn't something that you can go down and rent at your local video store?
No, but it costs you about $30 to get the video, or someone could make a copy and just simply send it to you, because he recommends that everybody make copies and distribute them as far and wide as they can, for obvious reasons.
Okay.
But if you'd like to have a copy of it, I can make you one and get it to you.
Sure, as long as it's with his permission.
He gives everybody permission right there on his radio show every day. He's got a radio show as well. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll get you a copy of it.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. 520-333-4578. Thank you for calling. Is the number. No, I haven't seen that. Have you seen it?
I've never even heard of it.
Never heard of it. Nope. Never heard of it. Never seen it. Yes, they definitely are doing that. Absolutely are doing that. And I don't agree with a lot of what Alex Jones puts out on his radio broadcast. He's one of these guys that yanks it off the facts and reads it on the air and makes a bunch of people hysterical, and then later you find out it wasn't true at all. I don't like that kind of stuff, but he does talk about a lot of things that are true. This really is the only broadcast, folks, where that doesn't ever happen. The only one. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello.
Hello, everybody in Eager.
Okay.
Bill, I just want to tell you that what you've got is intellectual prophecy.
Intellectual prophecy?
Yes.
Well, I've never thought of myself as a prophet, and I don't care to be dubbed one either.
No, but before prophet, it's intellectual. Intellectually seeing into the future by taking of what you see around you and making sense of it and telling the people, telling me, and telling everybody else.
Well, yes, and I do that very well. Where other people get lost in the trees, I usually don't get lost in the trees. I can see the forest very well.
You do it very well, and I've learned so much from you. And I just want to thank you, and God bless you and Pauline and your family and everybody else in Eager.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
I did get lost in the trees with the computer, though, last week. I can't tell you that for sure.
That's okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4570. Yeah, folks, don't dub me a prophet. I am not a prophet. I am someone who works very hard with facts and figures and research and history and all of those kinds of things. And being able to put it together and project it into the future, and I haven't been wrong very many times about any of the things that I have foreseen. Unfortunately, I don't really like that. I don't like that, but, you know, if I wasn't doing it, then we wouldn't know what's coming, and we wouldn't be able to get ready, because there aren't too many other people who do this very well. I've always been able to take obscure facts and figures and historical things and see how they fit together to shape the society and the world in which we live, and it seems to be very difficult for most people to do that. I don't know why I have that talent, and I don't know where it came from, but I certainly put it to the best use that I possibly can, and I think that's what I'm supposed to do with it, because I think God has his finger in there somewhere stirring the pot, and too many things have happened in my life that convince me that that's true. 520-333-4578. I think you're supposed to do what you have the talent to do.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Pauline.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
This is Gary in Tennessee.
I knew you were from somewhere in the southern part of the state.
Oh, my accent comes through.
No, it's that hey. They only do that down south.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
so,
hey,
the gentleman before put a label on you. I don't like to put labels on you, but I prefer to think of you as the great physicist of history.
The great physicist of history. Well,
have you ever heard of the unified field theory?
Yes.
You know, in physics, it like supposedly interlinks magnetism and electricity and all of that.
Uh-huh.
I happen to think of Mystery Babylon as the great unified field theory of history, and you're probably a physicist of it.
Well, that's one.
But anyway, I'm just paying you a compliment.
One way to put it, I guess. Well, thank you. I appreciate.
Yeah, we
that.
Appreciate your work, and we're out here praying for you every night, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot.
We certainly need those prayers.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. Well, we're up at the... we didn't even play any music, did we? We're up at the end of the... We got about one more minute. We can take one more call. If anybody's out there with your... If you got your finger hovering over the dial, do it now, because we got time for one more call, and there it is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave calling from Sop Choppy.
Hi, Sop Choppy Dave.
Yeah, Northwest Florida. I heard your plight there. It's kind of hard listening. You know, Brett Johnson of Freedom Bound, he gave your frequency out twice, and that's how I found you.
Uh-huh.
And I became a member, you know, $20. And I don't have his number with me, but you could call him up, and he could give you a referral for a lawyer.
Oh, we have legal team. Believe me, we have one of the best there is.
Yeah, because that guy, why don't you announce where he lives? You know.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of legal, I forgot to tell all you people. I better tell you right now. Joe Bannister is going to be a guest on this broadcast sometime within the next 2 or 3 weeks, so you can all be prepared for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you should announce possibly to the people in the valley, you know, where this man lives who ripped off your car.
Oh, I'm not. I don't want a whole bunch of people going over there and throwing rocks through his windows or cussing and screaming at him. That's not my.
That's not your method.
Not my style, you know. I don't. I don't want anybody to go do something despicable to their neighbor, no matter what their neighbor might have done to me. It's just not the. It's not the right thing to do.
Well,
believe me, I will handle this, and he will be sorry that he ever did it. But I will do it the right way.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of. I've found more and more people today despicable, and the judges don't do anything. If they're a Mason, you get them into small claims court. Forget it.
Yeah, that's right.
But it'll get worse and worse.
Listen, Dave, we got to go. We're out of time.
Okay. God bless you, Bill.
God bless you, too, and thanks for calling. Thanks
right,
for
bye.
All those newspapers you sent me. Well, that's it, folks. You want to say goodnight?
Goodnight, everyone. Thank you for the call-ins.
Goodnight, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Goodnight, Pooh, Annie, and Allison. I love you.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
And thank you, Alan Weiner, for the picture of the Aurora Borealis you sent.
Night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be.
And thank you, Tim, for the battery and bringing the mail today. Pauline. And Doyle and Anthony for bringing the car back from Phoenix and driving all that way back and forth and driving and driving and driving and driving and driving and driving. Thank you, Mama Cass. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be. I'm going to bed, folks. Stay tuned for All Oldies most of the time.